I think sometimes, I think it's those who shout loudest will be heard. And I love whenever I hear other victims of terrorist violence speaking up. Because you know that you don't want to be the... Well, there was a time whenever it was like you just... Every morning you were getting a phone call from the radio station or whatever, and you just go, well, no, there are lots of other people besides me out there. But I do think that there are cases within Northern Ireland which have become sexy cases, if you want to put it like that. And it's actually hurtful. It's very, very hurtful to other victims, because they do think, well, what about my... You know, what about my loved one? What about, you know, like, we never got anything, or nobody listens to us? And I've always encouraged victims to speak up and tell their stories, share their stories, because I think if you don't share, then people will never learn. And it's not just about what happened that day. It's about the consequences after that day. And I think that that is what is so precious and what is dominating us now as a society, because so many... Well, we are societies full of post-traumatic stress, and it will never, ever, ever be cured, because it wasn't caught early enough. Research shows that.